Welcome back to the pod.
Me with this fucking microphone.
Coffee's so far away from me. I know, that's really funny.
So basically we're recording at my apartment and I have this microphone.
Yeah, it's attached to the stand, doesn't come off.
Nope.
What can we do?
Nothing.
There's nothing we can do about it
this time.
There's
simply nothing to be done about it. But welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Hey,
yes.
Vanderpump Rules Rewatch Podcast.
Oh my God. Yeah, this is a Vanderpump Rules Rewatch Podcast. Among other things, if you guys want to support us, you can join our Patreon.
Join our Patreon, please.
For $5 a month. It is amazing, awesome. We do weekly bonus content there. We just did a really funny Reddit episode
yes,
that was making me laugh.
We did.
This morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw.
You can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at I'm the Devil Pod.
Yeah, if you want to see the new setup, then you have to subscribe to the Patreon.
I feel like Miley Cyrus. I'm like, yeah, with this fucking mic stand.
It's awesome. One day I want to use that because it does feel very rock star.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did the floor just shake a little?
Probably. Does that happen? I'm sure.
Okay. Just wondering.
I feel extremely casual because I'm not used to recording on my couch. Hannah.
Yeah.
I know the answer. But tell us, y'all, what sexy unique thing happened to you this week?
It's amazing and it's huge.
It is huge.
I quit my damn job. I had my last day yesterday.
Yes, she did.
I posted on our Instagram about it. It's the most views and likes our Instagram stories have ever gotten. I was like, okay.
They know that you're down. Like, horrendous.
Yeah, y'all know I've been suffering.
Y'all know the hell I've been through.
Basically, what happened is that you guys know I committed that grave social error that. Made me feel so bad that I left town.
The patron, I don't know if everyone knows, but patrons know.
They do. I talked about it on the main.
Amazing.
Because I had to go through and listen to the sexy unique things of the past like 4 weeks because my manager, when I quit, said he wanted to listen to the pod. And I was like,
interesting.
Give me one sec.
What if you didn't?
Let me check on something real quick. I'll get back to you.
I go to the feed. It's like a bunch of episodes have been deleted.
Yeah. I like edit out the beginning of every episode of and course. Re-upload. So I committed that grave social error and I left town. And while I was gone, I had an amazing time. But I came back and I was like, I can't work.
I can't do this anymore.
At the restaurant anymore. Mm-mm. I was driving home and I was like, let me think of places I could call right now to see if they're hiring. Obviously, I didn't do that because I was driving. But got back, quit. He was like, why? And I was like, I don't like working here.
Yep. Easy.
So that's basically why. He was like, was it something I said? And I was like, no.
No. It's a million things you said.
It's everything you've ever said to me. He's going to listen to this one.
It's not one thing you've said.
Yeah. And it's not just him. It's things that I've done. It's talking to the people of the West Village
yes.
who kind of, we just don't get each other, me and no. them. But yeah, I'm free. I worked my last shift yesterday.
Woohoo!
They got me flowers and candy Aww. And an energy drink and a card. Really sweet.
Aww.
Forgot the flowers there.
Crap.
And then I had a little going away drinks that actually not that many people came to. Hmm. So it's like.
But it was 4 degrees.
It was extremely cold and it was very late.
Are
as
you
well.
Still going to do your wedding party?
No, I just feel like I have my friends from that place who I really love and I will continue to see them. There's a lot of people that I really love from there, but it's like, it's not enough to make up an entire party. You can't really have a party with 8 people, you know?
No.
But
you can try.
I could try, but I don't feel a need to be marrying members of the staff off to each other that I'm like not close with. It's like
totally
the damn point.
Don't need that.
Don't need it in my life. And I've decided something that I am excited about.
What?
Which is that until I have a new job, because I don't really have any money coming in.
Yeah.
Of course, because I don't have a job.
Well, we have this job.
I have a job in the arts, obviously.
Media.
Arts and media. But until then, I think I'm not going to drink unless it's free. So,
oh,
like,
okay,
if somebody
amazing.
Buys me drinks.
Awesome.
Or if there's, like, free drinks somewhere, I'll drink them.
Awesome.
But I have to cut alcohol out of my budget.
I mean, it's literally so fucking expensive.
And it's, like, I was talking to...
And then you start buying a bunch of other stuff also.
Well, that's... Yeah. I was talking to someone about someone else. And not going to say.
We could also start bringing a flask place as something to consider.
Totally true. But they were saying that their friend stopped drinking and she saved, like... so much money over the past 3 months.
The price was crazy.
The price was crazy.
It was like $3,000 over 6 weeks. And I was like, no.
I think it was over 3 months.
I think it was over less than 3 months.
But it's, I like, I don't think I spend that much.
You don't spend $3,000 on alcohol. I think it was less than 3 months.
But
sorry.
It was like including like Ubers and like ordering food and stuff, yes, like that, which is like a major money suck. And I just like, yeah, don't. And I woke up this morning a little hungover and I was like, I just never want to feel this way.
I know.
Feels so bad.
Feels legit awful to be hungover.
So bad. And it feels like something in my brain has fully developed now where I'm like, I just don't ever want to feel, it's just not, it doesn't feel worth it at all.
No, no, no. I've obviously been on a bit of an opposite journey where I'm drinking more. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's problematic. People are talking to me about it, but no, I'm joking.
I've upped my alcohol consumption tenfold.
To a really actually concerning amount. My loved ones are reaching scary. Out. But wait, what was I going to say? Fuck.
Was it about being hungover?
Yes. And I'm trying to be like, sometimes I will let it be worth it to be hungover. However, for the most part, it really is not.
Well, sometimes it is worth it. I mean, if you're, yeah, having like a big fun night out, it's like, yeah, and you honestly, if you're adequately prepared for the next day, it's like, okay,
yeah,
I can rock with it.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't know. It just doesn't feel, it no, feels so bad. And I never want to do anything. And then I feel like,
I know,
feel it like really, lazy and nasty. Well,
same. I feel so sensitive to being hungover. As you know, I literally feel hungover after having like straight up 2 to 3 beverages. So like, then I'm like, if I, then the next day is like fucked.
Yeah.
So okay, excited for that journey.
I'm about to be very quick minded and clear skinned, hopefully. Unless I get a job.
Your skin will look amazing.
Mm-hmm. I have a huge pimple coming. It's because I didn't wash my face last night or this morning after going out. But unless I get a job like immediately, then that's all out the window.
Totally. Then fucking forget everything I just said. Yeah. I know. Also, not drinking for vanity is so real. Because yeah, I drank like 3 nights in a row this weekend.
My skin looks dull. And it's like, I'm bloated. Kept
waking up being like, I look like shirt. Yes. And then I woke up this morning. I was like, there she is.
Hi, pretty.
Hello, beautiful. I missed you. I missed you.
It's true, though.
It's
literally true. And I bloat like a bitch. Like, I bloat so bad.
I know.
And I hate being bloated, too. I hate when my stomach hurts.
I know. I know. I literally was like, today, someone was like, do you want to get drinks like soon? And I was like, honestly, no. I had a drinking heavy weekend, which does mean I had 3 drinks 3 nights in a row. And I was like, I need to abstain like this week. I really, and it, part of it is because I just woke up feeling so much better this morning and my face looked amazing.
Yeah. And it's like, I love to wake up early. And today I woke up at 9, went to bed at around 2:30, woke up at 9.
Amazing.
Was like, ugh.
It's hell.
Woke up, well, had, yeah, some water, got back into bed, slept until 12:30. It's of like, course. Okay, so the day's gone.
No, but the thing is, it's like, if I wake up at 7, the day is legit ruined because I feel like shit, or I have to sleep 5 more hours and then I have 4 more hours of sunshine.
Yeah. So guys, basically alcohol is poison.
Yes.
It's a scourge on our society. We just came up with
that. We just learned. This just did.
Okay, Sophia, what sexy unique thing happened to you this week? You had a party girl weekend.
I had a party girl weekend. I had some friends visit. So basically what that means is that on Thursday we went to Coyote Club and then went for dinner afterwards at little Grenjai or whatever the hell how you say it.
I like that
so
place.
So fucking good. The food is so fucking good. There,
it's so good.
There was a waiter that was fucking was pissing me the fuck off.
Really? But, was it, yeah, a...
No.
A gay guy?
I don't think so. I think it was a gay passing straight guy, which was the part that really
got
me.
Oh my God. Because there's a gay guy waiter there who I actually love.
Yes, I love him. And I know who you're talking about. And I was like, you are so cute.
He's so cute.
And we were wearing the same glasses and I was like, don't say it.
He's so good at his job.
He is. He's so cute. Oh my God. If you're listening.
Hi.
Gay guy from that restaurant. You know who you are.
Yeah.
Shout out. We love your vibe.
Everyone loves your vibe.
I really am like, I want to be your friend.
Yeah.
Don't know you at all.
It's a sign of an excellent waiter.
Literally. And then Friday, we kind of partied into house because of the strike, obviously.
White.
And then Saturday, I went to a birthday party and
Me too.
Yes.
Got a fever.
Basically had like 2.5 drinks in an hour. And then I was like, I gotta go home because I had to babysit the next day. Mm-hmm. Babysat. So tired, obviously. Yeah. I didn't stay out late, but.
It was late though. It was late because we got there really late.
Well, yes.
When I got home, I was like, what the fuck? It's 12:30.
I know. And I had to babysit at 11, which isn't like early, but I had to wake up at 9.
Early. It is.
And then obviously like I'm like sweating, like the kids are like wanting to run around and I'm like legit like sweating so bad, whatever.
Were they cute? Did you like them?
They are really cute. Okay, they're cool. Really, really sweet. It's really cute. They're like 2 little brothers and it's just cute. They're like sweet to one another. Like
for now.
I know.
They're so brothers.
The older one just like, obviously they get like annoyed with each other and stuff, but for the most part, they would be so sweet. And like, it was, it's just interesting to watch the dynamic of like, they would like, I let them like play on the Switch or something for a second. And the little one's like, can we be on the same team? Like, please, like, please. It's so cute. Oh
my God. That's so cute.
I
know.
There was they were pulling down my pants, trying to see my butt.
Okay.
And I had to be like, no, no. Because I'm like, what if your moms come home and you're like, we saw their butt. And then now I'm the pervert.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly. Dude, that's like when I made a drink for when my nanny kid wanted to hollow out a watermelon and make a drink out of the out of the flesh. And so we did that. And I was like, what if we like roll the rim in tahini and then put a lime on the side? And he was like, yes. And then he came home and he was like, daddy, she made me a cocktail.
Oh, no. And I made you a mocktail.
The dad had to be like, what's in that? Like, just juice, I swear.
Just juice.
So, I'm sorry.
No, literally. And yeah, it's like kind of that was happening. And I had to really, the one thing that I, because they legit were like going crazy at the
trying
end.
Trying we to just, see your butt is so literally funny.
He was like, I see her underwear, obviously. I was like, those are my long johns, but I'm not going to tell you that.
My underwear is actually underneath those, by the way.
I'm wearing three pants right now.
You are far away from seeing my butt.
But we were like, I felt bad because I feel like the moms are like, or one of them is kind of like, let's keep it calm. And then like I obviously like wound them the fuck up at the end. But it was like, that's kind of what I can offer in terms of like hanging out. Like I'm like, I can sit and like watch you play totally. And I'm like trying to engage, but like, I don't really know how to like play this game with trucks, but we can totally like run around if you want.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is to wind them up is to tire them out.
I know.
So it's like, yeah, they're going to have a little bit of energy when you come home and then they're going to sleep like a baby tonight.
Pass the fuck out.
Yeah.
So that was honestly probably babysitting was my sexy, unique thing.
Oh, it's really cute.
Yeah. They're cuties.
There was a kid in the restaurant playing who is the cutest kid of all time.
Yeah.
He's so cute and his mom is beautiful.
Ugh.
He had a seizure the other week. He's fine.
Okay.
But he was hiding in the coats and she was being like, where is he? Where is he? And he came out and he was like, I'm in the coats.
Oh, they're so cute. Like, they're literally so fucking cute.
He's like a little showman. Like he's telling me and doing like a little, I'm in the coats. It's like, I love you.
Yes, fuck.
Yes, you are in the coats.
Okay, should we get into the episode?
Yeah.
There's some amazing noises happening.
We live in New York City, so y'all can just fucking deal with it.
Should I start?
Sure.
Okay. Welcome to season 4, episode 9 of Vanderpump Rules, What Happened in Vegas.
Yay.
Okay, so we wake up in Vegas.
In
we wake up in Vegas. So we are waking up in Vegas. Me holding this like I'm on the fucking news. I'm like, if this microphone isn't an incentive for you to sign up for the Patreon and watch the videos, I don't know what is.
Like literally.
I look fucking crazy right now. And if I let it go, falls all the way down. Have to hold it with both hands. Okay.
This stand in your lap.
Literally like. Okay. Yeah, we wake up with the boys in Vegas. It's Jax, Peter, and it's actually just the two of them. Jax and Peter are in the room and the room is fucking trashed. It's like so crazy because it's like,
they tear that shit up.
They were there for 24 hours. It's like fucking disgusting.
They destroyed
it. It's so crazy. They're calling for Tom and Tom, obviously, because apparently the Toms, like we saw last night or like last episode, whatever, that the Toms were like, Sandoval in particular was like, let's go back out.
Yeah.
And I guess Jax and Peter, they did. We saw them.
I think they all went out and gambled and then the Toms
went on the strip. Okay.
At like fucking 6 a.m.
Yes. Because when we left them leaving the hotel room, it was 3 a.m.
It was 3 in the morning already.
And mind you, of course, they actually all have work later at fucking Sir.
Well, not Schwartz. He doesn't work.
True. But he wants to hang out there and give Katie a little kiss.
Yeah.
Schwartz comes in and is basically like, I lost Tom.
Schwartz, and like, it really made me laugh because Jax and Peter are like obviously hungover, but not like down bad. Schwartz is 100% still drunk, like bolts out of bed and runs into the room and like stares out the window.
Like a dog.
Yeah.
And then Sandoval immediately walks in his like busted ass outfit, all white except a colorful graphic t-shirt over a white long sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Schwartz is like, I have something to show you guys. And in the talking head, he says, Katie was cool and let me go on the Vegas trip. In return, I feel like I have to do something to show my commitment to her. What can I do that will last longer than flowers? Yeah, he got the Bubba tattoo.
Bubba tattoo.
Bubba tattoo.
Bubba tattoo on the ass.
On the ass. On the ass. And Tom basically is like, I got one too. And he obviously got a giant A. Like,
I forgot about, I remembered Bubba, but I forgot about the A and how fucking ugly it is.
Because the Bubba is cute. It's like small and in like cursive script.
It's honestly sweet.
It's literally sweet.
It would charm me.
A funny butt tattoo and like cute butt tattoo. And then Sandoval got this like honestly like
demonic
satanic A on his ass, like giant for Ariana.
huge. It's red and orange. It's flames.
I think she would have been so much more receptive if it had just said her name or A in the same script that
of course Schwartz got it. I don't, but he can't get the same thing as Schwartz. He has to one up him.
Yes.
Quote unquote one up him.
Yes.
Also, Schwartz's underwear, he's wearing boxer briefs and they're bunched up into kind of panties. BTW.
Amazing.
Just to paint a picture for y'all.
Awesome. Jack says, oh.
I think it's kind of nice.
Jack says, so I'll leave that in. Jack says, I mean, there's no other way to say it. That is fucking awful about Sandoval's tattoo. It is. Peter then reveals that they will be driving straight from Vegas to Sur because they, it's like, I don't know what time it is. It takes 4 hours to get back to Sur plus traffic. So probably like six. Sandoval basically is like, I'm having a lot of anxiety about my tattoo. It sucks. And Schwartz says that he's not giving himself enough credit, that the tattoo is really cool.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
He obviously is scared to show Ariana, as he should be. She is like pretty negative and does not like things, does not like tomfoolery like that.
No. Jax at one point, I think it's in a little bit, but is like, I don't know why the fuck he got that. Ariana hates everything. She is going to hate the shit out of that tattoo for sure.
Exactly. Exactly.
Also, Schwartz at one point says that the room smells really bad. I can't even imagine.
Dude, they this whole episode talking about how they all stink. And I'm like, I know you guys smell so bad. Can you not just take, oh my God, take a fucking body shower.
Take a quick shower.
I know they reek.
It's so crazy.
It's disgusting.
Because also, like, in 24 hours, I understand you can get to smelling quite bad. But it's like, how bad can you really get? Well,
they definitely, like, reek of alcohol and, like, sweat. Because you know that they were, like, sweating all over the place.
And, like, cigarettes as well. Yes. Like, they just... Oh my God. But it's, you know, it's bad if they're saying it's bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ew, that car smelled so bad, I bet.
I know. And also because they're farting all the time. Oh. They're tooting around in that car. Okay. So we're at Sur. Ariana's at the bar and Katie comes up to her and she's like, all right, the boys are on their way back. Like, but they're going to be fucking late. They're going to be chasing the clock.
They're like, they're literally going to come back late and smelling.
Yes.
It's like basically the sentiment.
And Ariana's like, okay, so he's going to smell fucking bad. He's going to be tired as shit. He has to work and his mom is coming into town.
And you don't even know about the tattoo on his arse.
Yeah. And Katie's like, oh, when's she coming? And Ariana's like, she's coming tomorrow. His mom is going to be here tomorrow. That's a whole nother reason why you shouldn't have gone on the fucking boys trip, yes, BTW. Of course. You need to clean the damn apartment.
Yes.
And you're really not going to want to tonight,
no.
I bet.
No. You're going to want to sleep.
Yeah.
For the rest of eternity.
Yes.
Like hangovers I can't even imagine, obviously.
I know. Like.
I just like multi-day hangovers. Like I can't. Speaking of fucking.
I've
so
had
bad.
A multi-day hangover from not even close to the amount of debauchery that they engage in.
Yes.
It's like, I can't believe it. I mean, that's what, like, as Jax ages, it's like, that's what sends him into rages is his, like,
yes,
his come downs. That's when he goes crazy, when he throws the tables and stuff.
Yes.
But Ariana is like, okay, also, by the way, I'm doing this comedy show. She's really excited about it. She's sort of telling everyone about it, where she reads from one of her old journals. That's kind of like the gist of the show.
That's like a classic concept, obviously.
Yeah. And they're all like, we've never heard of something like this before.
I'm like, they have those every fucking week in New York and LA.
I know. And it's like, it could be funny. It can be funny. But
No.
She's excited because she's done a ton of different shorts for different websites that have literally millions of views.
Yes. She's not a comic who can act. She's an actress who understands comedy.
Yeah.
Who's funny.
Who's funny and understands comedy.
Okay,
I wouldn't say that's
you
say,
my
true,
love.
But sure. She's excited for it. Obviously, we know she like loves stand-up comedy and sketch comedy, so it's kind of right in her wheelhouse.
Yes.
Katie is like, well, what the fuck is Sandoval going to do? There's no fucking way that guy keeps a diary. And Ariana's like, he has
surprised that he doesn't keep a diary, by the way.
Well, he does, in a way, because he has notebooks on notebooks on notebooks of song lyrics.
It's like Taylor Swift.
Yep.
But like horrible, obviously.
Well, we'll get to hear some of one. Katie is walking away and then she kind of comes back and she's like, wait, LOL, what if they get back? And they're like, yeah, we cheated on you a bunch.
No, like that's literally not funny because that's like so possible.
Well, I know she's saying it as a joke, but she's actually scared.
Of course.
And then she's like, wait, I don't even want to put that into the universe. No,
yeah, they were it's good. Like, they were good. They were good. Don't make a joke about that. It's like, damn well, that might be your reality.
I know. They like have a giggle and then they part ways and it's like,
that's not funny. You know that's not funny.
We know that's not funny.
Because we've seen that happen like 3 times before to you.
Time and again. And many times off camera as well.
Yes. So. Then we're back in the car. The boys are getting ready for work in the car. They obviously look like shit. They're literally like, where is my underwear? Et cetera, et cetera. Sandoval is like, fuck, my ass hurts from my tattoo. And this is when Jack says like, Ariana hates everything. She's sure as well as hell will not like Tom's tattoo.
Yep.
And then they call Lisa to basically be like, we are going to be a little late because there's traffic.
Yeah. And they're like, again, they're like, oh, fuck. Lisa is going to hate the way we smell.
Yes, I know. They keep talking about it. It's so crazy.
Yep.
And then they get to Sur. They literally, it's like they pull up to the alley. Lisa's like in the doorway. They literally like roll out of the car like it's a fucking clown car.
Yeah.
They immediately show Lisa the Bubba tattoo and the A tattoo.
Yep.
She's like, that's crazy. They all kiss her and walk into work.
They are trying to hug her and she's like, please don't hug me. Please don't hug me. And they're hugging and kissing her.
Horrible. And then
it is like, oh, fuck. That's the entire staff tonight.
Yes.
And they smell so bad.
Yes. She's like, okay, bye, Schwartz. And he's like, I want to say hi to Katie. Can I just give her a kiss really quickly? Like, please, actually, I want to see Bubba.
It was kind of, it's really sweet to me. He was like, please, I just, is it really busy in there? Can you send Katie out? I want to give her a kiss.
Katie comes out and she asks Schwartz if he behaved himself. Schwartz is like, I did something kind of stupid. And it's like, this literally isn't funny because this is the exact scene of the crime where we've seen him be like, I cheated on you in Vegas.
I know, but of course, that's like why he finds it so hilarious. Yes. Her face fucking falls.
Yes. Yes. Then we are kind of like cutting between the alleyway and the kitchen where like Ariana and Tom are reuniting. Ariana makes Tom give her all of his winnings from the night before. Yep. And then Tom shows Katie his ass and Katie is like, no, you did not do that. He says, it's really tender. I need to put some cream on it or something.
And she immediately slaps it. Made me laugh.
She loves it. She's smiling.
He's like whining, being like, it's really tender. And she's like, boom.
Boom.
But she does love it. I would love it. It's cute.
No, it is cute. I think it's cute and sweet.
It's cute if it was a guy that wasn't Tom Schwartz, yeah, obviously.
And she does love it because it is literally a sign of his commitment.
Yeah. I mean, we'll get to that. But
just
yeah.
Horrible. Like, I know. That is like the meaning behind it. And it's not like a cute, sweet, funny thing. And then Sandoval comes out with Ariana and he is like, I did something bad in Vegas.
Yep.
And then he bends over and shows her the A tattoo. She is obviously not nearly as charmed as Katie was.
She doesn't even smile.
She's like grimacing.
She says, Tom, that's so gross.
She is silent. Yes. She says, why would he think he should surprise me with such a thing? And then she gives him back the money that he just gave her of his winnings and says, you can use this for your laser treatments.
Yep.
Which he will literally start getting almost immediately.
Yes. It's not even like funny to her at all. Like she really, really hates it for real. Yes. She's like, that is disgusting. I can't really look at you.
It is like, she is not going to like that. Like she is not the one to be doing something like that for, especially if it looks so bad.
It looks like shit. Last we recall, they're fucking beefing off camera.
It's so ugly.
Yeah.
It's so, so ugly.
We're still at Sur, but it's the next day. Jax walks in to talk to Katie and Sheena before like service starts, whatever. They're like prepping stuff. And they're talking about the tattoos. They will be talking about the tattoos the entire episode. Yes. Every single conversation will start with a chat about the tattoos, yes, by the way. And the consensus is basically that Schwartz's is good and Sandoval's is bad.
Yes.
Which is just the truth of it.
Yes.
Jax is telling them how he actually went to bed early and didn't get a tattoo. And they're like, oh my God.
Early meaning like 4:30 a.m., yeah. 5 a.m.
Which is early compared to the probably 7 a.m., 8 a.m. that the other two went to bed.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, you went to bed early and you didn't fuck anyone in Vegas? Like, Brittany really must be the one. And he's like, well, she's moving to L.A. and into my house. So there's really no getting out of it. She's my girlfriend.
Brittany's moving from Kentucky to L.A. to be with me. I guess it really hasn't sunken in yet. She's moving in with me. I feel like, yeah, she's my girlfriend. I really don't see any other way out of this one. It's like you begged her to move in with you.
You asked her to move into your house and you paid for her to do it.
We watched you be like, I'm really trying to change my ways. That being said, I'd love if you moved in with me.
Being like, I love you and I think about you all of the time. You're the only girl for me. I guess you're my girlfriend.
I guess it's come to this.
Jax is like, shockingly right now, the only single one is Kristen. Okay.
Okay.
It's not a huge shock to me, to be honest. She's insane. It's shocking to me that she's had a boyfriend this entire time. But yes. And he's like, okay, so she really wants to be like going out on dates and like fucking. So I guess I'm going to take her out to a bar and wingman the shit out of her. Because I'm pretty good at it. He's like, I've got experience in that. So
funny. That idea that we will see later play out on screen.
Amazing.
Yes.
They're all being really kind about Kristen. The attitude about Kristen has completely severely changed. Yes. Done a full 180.
Yes.
Everybody is team Kristen now because she's like doing her fucking 12 steps and making amends with
people.
Yeah,
and she like really has not been like doing anything. Like,
she hasn't been problematic.
Her shit's been fucking rocked by James Kennedy, but she hasn't like done anything bad to anyone else.
She's been in kind of James Kennedy world fighting with him.
Yes. Yeah. And she's been in therapy for 9 months, we learn.
Yes. Jax is being like, this is just like really what I love about Kristen when she's like putting herself out there.
He loves her so bad.
He loves her horribly.
It's so funny. It's so fucking funny.
Mm-hmm. Then he brings up that him and Sandoval are going to be doing a joint trip for their birthday.
Yes.
And the girls are allowed to come, which the girls are like, yeah, thank you.
Of course.
Thank you for including us. It's actually fucked up what you've been doing.
Yes.
And Jax is like, to be honest, like, I really want Kristen to come.
I know, he wants her there.
And the girls are like, we want her there too. Like, she's actually been really fun recently. And like, Ariana and Tom have been doing their own thing, like isolating them. So it's like, why can't we have Kristen back?
Yeah.
If they're just going to kind of rock with just each other.
Which I get why they don't want to be around Kristen. And it's literally Tom's birthday.
Of course.
So of funny. Course. They're like, I just don't get it. But then like a couple episodes ago, Tom was like, why aren't we inviting Kristen? And I'm like, what the hell is going on with
you? I know. I think he was kidding. But I was like, so your attitude towards her is like kind of nonchalant. So it's like, yeah, come on. Let's
but
like.
But he is going to stand 10 toes down for Ariana.
Yeah, of course. We're still at Sir. Tom and Ariana arrive to have dinner with Tom's mom, Terry, and randomly Shay.
I know. Why the fuck was Shay there?
Do not know. I do they not are, know.
Like, the level of closeness that they have with Shay to me is like completely confounding. I like never understand.
I have no clue.
I know.
But I don't know
how literally will be like, Shay is one of my closest friends. And I'm like,
I feel that they must spend time with him off camera.
They have to.
I think he's just kind of like a boring on camera. Yeah, so yeah, they don't film
I
with him.
I think so too.
But anyways, Sheena is their server. She walks up to the table. She goes, welcome to Sir. I'm Sheena, your server.
Love her. I'm Sheena, your server.
Your server. Terry is Tom's mom, obviously, and she's kind of telling stories about Sandoval being sort of a showman as a child. Yes. He entered a talent contest. It was all girls and him.
It was 24 women and Tom.
He stole the show with his dancing and lip syncing.
So hard for me to believe that. You know that some girl fucking like outdid his ass so hard, but everyone went crazy because it was just a boy dancing.
Of course. Of course. Because okay. He's not a good dancer or singer.
He's not a good singer.
Well, he might be a good lip syncer though. Sandoval is talking about his mom and his talking head.
Sorry, Sandoval, doing a lip sync for your life.
I would kill to see that. My God. So he's talking about his mom and the talking head. He's like, yeah, so my parents got divorced when I was like a kid or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is before we learn that she is a firefighter, which we'll learn like literally in the next sentence.
I know.
But it was weird because I didn't know that yet. And he goes, my mom always had to have the physicality to separate me and my brother when we were fighting.
Like, what the fuck?
Hello? What does that mean?
So strange. I know. It did immediately make sense what he was saying once we learned she was a firefighter. But I was like, that is a very bizarre thing to say.
Yes. And he's like, my mom is so tough and strong and brave. Like, that's where I got my toughness from. And everybody's like, what toughness, bitch?
Literally. I do love that she's a firefighter, though. I mean, I'm loving sick. Her.
I love Terry.
I know.
And let's recall.
Because Katie's mom's name is also Terry. And she's awful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, she's not. She's just kind of like sniffling. Sorry to be cruel.
It's okay.
But she is. Also, I remembered after they said that she's a firefighter that he took all of her pension.
Yes.
She worked so hard for it.
Yes.
As a fucking firefighter.
For Tom.
And he used it for Tom. Or Schwartz and Sandy's.
I don't know.
Schwartz and Sandy's.
You're right.
Lisa walks up to the table, meets Terry. Tom tells a story about how one time Terry got locked behind a door and she busted all the way through it in her flip-flops.
So funny.
And Terry is like,
boom.
Terry's like, yeah, I had to do stuff like that all the time.
Of course.
She's a fucking firefighter. Yeah, so of course. I knew how to do it. She's so kicked funny. Straight through a door. That was so funny.
So funny. And also like so much more expensive than just like calling a locksmith.
Of course.
And get that entire door replaced.
Lisa or Tom's like, so she's where I got my toughness from. Lisa's like, okay, so you are not tough. Why are you such a whiny baby that shaves your forehead and plucks your eyebrows literally. When your mom is such a goddamn awesome beast?
Literally.
doesn't really add up.
Does not.
And then Tom starts to talk about Vegas and Ariana is like, yeah, Tom actually brought back a souvenir from Vegas.
Yeah.
And Terry's like, what? And then Tom is like, I got a tattoo. It's on my butt.
He's literally sulking because everyone is against him.
Yes. And Ariana is like, it's disgusting and you need to get it removed. And he's like, I will, Ariana. Okay, relax.
He's so pissed off. And in the talking head, he's like, it's just hard because the fact that the tattoo is so ugly means that Ariana really can't have any appreciation for the sweet, sweet thing I did for her.
I mean, that's true as fuck. It's true. That's totally true.
But I'm like, it's such a misunderstanding of who Ariana is, though, because it's like, that is something that Katie would find cute. You know that that's not something that Ariana would find cute.
It's not something that your girlfriend likes.
No.
He has a fundamental misunderstanding of her for the entirety of their relationship. Yeah.
100%.
Even when they were breaking up and she's like, I kind of just want to stay in and watch TV with you. And he's like, well, I want to do mushrooms on a mountain.
No, literally when he's like, I just feel like we're not having any quality time together. And she's like, why don't we just like go on dates? And he's like, why mean skydiving?
I know.
I'll kill you.
I'll
a thing where you cannot
kill
talk.
You.
Also,
yeah.
That's not quality time.
No.
My love.
Also, like you want to constantly be getting high out of your mind with your partner. It's like, how can you be connecting?
No, literally. Then we're at the bar for Kristen and Jax's big night out.
Yes.
Kristen shows up looking literally phenomenal and stunning.
Yes. Yeah.
Jax is like, oh my God, look at you. You've got your fuck me heels on. You got the boobs going. You got the fake lashes. That's a quote.
You got your fuck me heels on. You got your boobs going. You got the fake lashes. You got the sex hair. And Kristen goes, yeah, I'm doing freshly fucked. And he goes, freshly fucked. I like that. You got your boobs going.
You
is
got your
so
boobs
funny.
Going. Oh my God. Okay. Okay, sure.
Fuck me, heels and boobs going. Yes.
That feel when Kristen Doty has her fuck me, heels and boobs going. Kristen is, as we said, going to Jack to help her date. And he says that rule number one is no dating men in their 20s. Kristen is like, I agree because I'm not a crazy bitch anymore. Which is also why I would love to have a conversation with Ariana and apologize. She's like, I know that she might like completely reject me, but I just have some stuff I have to say. Jack says, you just got to go in calm. She goes, Jax, when am I not calm? Girl, know thyself.
Yeah.
Almost never.
And then he's like, he does like a little bit where he like looks around and he's like, did lightning just strike or something?
He says, did lightning just strike? Which of course makes no sense to
Means
me, but
nothing.
I understand the sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
This is when she reveals that she's been in therapy for 9 months for reasons that are mostly about James. And then Jax goes, I hate James. I hate him.
It's so funny.
Immediately cuts her off, can't like the mention of him. I hate him. I hate him.
I hate James. I hate him.
I love He's their like, beef. It's so funny.
It's so funny because it's so about nothing.
Yes.
He just fundamentally like, does not like him.
Well, and it's just awesome because I'm like, no matter what, like Jax is going to come out on top in that situation. And it's just like amazing. I like, because I also fucking hate James.
I hate James so bad. I hate him.
And she's like, yeah, I now realize that like James is my rebound. I just didn't realize that at the time. She says, I'm a catch. I know I'm a catch. And Jack is like, yes, you are.
Yes,
you are. The only thing that might fuck you up is your big fat mouth.
Literally. He's like, you're looking amazing. Let's zip it.
Zip the lip, my girl. And then basically Jax goes around and introduces Kristen to different guys.
Wait. Sorry. But before when and he's like, you look perfect, but it's your mouth. He goes, you're beautiful. Look at this. It's selling itself.
So gay.
He's being so gay tonight.
It's literally so funny.
It's awesome.
It is awesome.
I love when he embraces his gay guy side.
I know, me too. It's so fucking funny. So then he goes and introduces her to a bunch of men. One of them is like, what's your story? And she's like, you mean like what I do for work? He goes, no, I want to know like your likes and dislikes. Like, what's your favorite donut? It's like, oh my God.
She is like, ew, plus you're short.
Literally. Like being fucking random.
Yeah, it's like, shut up, pipsqueak.
No, literally. She meets a Mactor. And then Jack is like, we are the best looking motherfuckers in here. And then he introduces her to a 24-year-old man, yeah. Boy.
Well, they agree. They agree upon him.
Yes.
They pick one out that they both like.
Who is in a full suit. So fucking ugly, obviously.
It was crazy.
Part is actually insane. What happens next, you will not even believe.
Really crazy.
He says, I'm not a model or an actor. Because he like tells her that he's 24. She rolls her eyes. He goes, but I'm not a model or an actor. She immediately goes in for a kiss.
Yep. As he's trying to say, do you need water? Do you need water?
Yes.
She's like so drunk.
I went back to see like if it like cut anything out. And I was like, I don't even think that the interaction was that much longer than what we saw. Literally her immediately trying to kiss him. So crazy.
I actually don't think the interaction was like any longer than what we saw.
No.
She just fully, she didn't even go in for a kiss. She kissed him.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
She started to kiss on him.
Yes. And then as they have their first kiss, Jax pops up behind them and goes, whoa.
He goes, mission accomplished. He was there the whole time.
Yes, yes.
Oh, their friendship is perfect.
Yes, it is. And then also, sorry, when they kiss again and then the guy says, like, I'm working right now or something. I don't know.
I don't know about that guy.
I do not know
what that guy's deal was.
Me neither.
Because to be honest, he didn't look 24.
No, he did not.
He looked,
he looked much older.
He looked much older than 24.
Yes.
When he said he was 24, I was shocked.
Me too.
Like beyond belief.
I thought he was going to be like 35 years old.
Well, they picked him because he looked old.
Yes.
Boom, 24.
Boom.
Shit, he's a child. Okay.
It's literally her exact type, though.
I know. Oh, my God. She loves to be mommy. She likes to pay for stuff.
She does.
We are back at Sir. Katie walks into the restaurant and Lisa is there and Lisa goes, Bubba! Katie was like, fuck, he saw the tattoo. And then they start to talk about Tom. Katie is like, he's like fucking with me. Like, why is he doing all this shit? Like, he got me a dog. He got me the fucking ring on the string. He got this tattoo. Yes. But basically, like, he will not marry me.
Yes.
And Lisa's like, come on, the tattoo means he's getting closer, closer and closer every day. Everything he does is one step closer to getting down on one knee. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Everything he does is one step farther away. Because he's like, I don't have to do it for a while now because I got the tattoo.
Exactly.
I got the tattoo.
He's buying himself time.
Lisa is like, I don't think he would, like, tell me if he got a ring or anything. I don't know. And Katie's like, maybe he just like really admires you though. And Lisa's like, admires me? Are you kidding? Fucking loves me. He probably would propose to me before her.
Yes, literally.
Which is like, shots fucking fired.
I know.
Damn.
I know.
And then she's like, sorry, haha, kidding.
LMAO.
She's not though. And then in a different a different part of the restaurant.
Brutal.
James is setting something up. Lala walks in. Hi, Poppy.
Hi, Poppy.
No.
James is not anyone's fucking poppy.
He never will
And also, be. Don't fucking say those words.
Yeah, there's a lot of things wrong with that sentence directed towards that man.
Yes. Yes.
Every single part is inappropriate.
Yes, exactly.
They hug. They kiss each other on the cheeks. They kiss each other on the mouth. He growls into her neck and bites at her.
Ew, I hate them. I hate their lust for one another.
I do not His understand. His greed sickens me. Why?
Literally.
I do not understand why they're touching and kissing and not fucking.
I know.
I don't get it.
Because she doesn't want to have sex with
him. She doesn't want to have sex with him. So that's why. But they have been making out a lot.
Well, she goes, you were a drunky skunky last night. Oh, no.
She's doing a baby voice, by the way, for this whole this whole convo.
Yes.
You were a drunky skunky last night. Yes. That's when he growls and kisses all up on her neck. They've been making out a lot and they've been partying a lot as well.
You know me and Lala. We're bouncing back. We're like making out left and right, but I still haven't sealed the deal. Me as fuck.
Yeah, literally. You vibes? They never will seal the deal.
No.
Not publicly, no. By the way.
They must have had sex, though.
I agree. They probably just both don't remember it.
Yes.
Oosh. He's like, okay, so we're back. Like, we're so back. And she's like, you know, I don't hold grudges, daddy. She doesn't say daddy, but she means it.
Yeah.
And then James is like, okay, amazing. Like, I'm so glad we're back. One tiny thing, you have to stop flirting with Jax because I hate him. And I'm so much fucking better than him, by the way.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. You're literally worse. Which is such a low bar, but you're worse. Lala is like, so I actually like who I like and I dislike who I dislike and I make my own decisions about people.
Yes.
So, and James is like, doesn't say anything. It's like, literally, don't push it with her.
And before that, she was like, when she was like, I don't hold grudges, she was like, we'll always be friends. I'm like, yes.
Yes. Yes. Destroy him. She is putting him solidly in a box.
Yes. Destroy him.
No pussy box.
No pussy box.
James is locked in the no pussy box.
Yes.
James then brings up the tattoo to Lala. Is like, did you see that they got tattoos? Lala's like, no. And he's like, Sandoval's is really bad. Blech. Same boring story we've heard a million times at this point.
Don't care.
And Lala is like, you know that like when the boys were in Vegas, I actually got invited to have a slumber party with Sheena and all the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And James is like, wait, what? And he's like, and by the way, we kissed.
We all kissed.
We all kissed. And he's like, whoa, 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 what?
Record scratch moment.
Eyes get huge. He goes, who's the best kisser? Spoiler, it's Sheena.
It's Sheena, which honestly makes sense to me.
Duh, she's the bi baddie.
Yes.
So she wanted to be kissing.
Yes. Okay, so then we're at the bar, like inside. Kristen walks up to Katie, who is working there. Basically, they then like go move to the alleyway to have a white wine spritzer that has very little wine in it.
Too weak for Kristen.
It's basically just club soda.
Yep.
Kristen then tells Katie that she wants to talk to Ariana. And she doesn't know where else to do it because basically she, of course, is going to have to ambush her if at work.
She needs to corner her.
She's going to be able to talk to her.
Yeah, somewhere where she's not allowed to leave.
Literally. Can't run away here.
She has before and she got in trouble. So not allowed to do it again.
She's like, I mean, I think that she'll probably tell me to fuck off, but I just feel like I should apologize since I've been like hanging out with you and Sheena and Jax. She wants to make her amends.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie commends Kristen on her trying to do this. And then Kristen starts crying.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, me too.
I love her. Okay, so then we're at the garden bar where Ariana is working. Obviously, Kristen walks up, asks for a drink. Ariana goes, I really don't feel comfortable serving you alcohol.
Kristen kind of laughs about it, and I'm like, she's not kidding.
She is not kidding.
She is straight up not kidding at all.
She goes, I know, I'm sure. It's like, girl, she's not getting you that drink.
Yeah, you're not having a drink.
Does not.
I don't know why she would ask for one.
Well, I think she just didn't know how to intro the conversation otherwise, and wants a drink to do it, obviously. Yeah.
Well, the spritzer was too weak.
Yes.
So.
Kristen says that she understands that Ariana probably will not be receptive to this, but she wants to apologize for not being, she doesn't want to apologize for being angry or upset with her, but she does want to apologize for the way she acted and having meltdowns and the mean things that she said to her.
Yeah.
Ariana is like, that doesn't really excuse any of what you did.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen is like, well, I just want to apologize. And by the way, I was joking when I said I wanted you to get hit by a Mack truck.
She goes, I know you're hurt about the Mack truck thing.
That was really more of a joke.
But I was kidding. And Ariana is like, well, you said plane, train, or automobile, basically.
You said actually more than a Mack truck. You said you wanted me to get hit by a bunch of different vehicles.
And Kristen is like, and so for that, I am sorry.
Yes.
I am sorry.
She's like, I'm really sorry. And I know it was immature of me. She goes, I know actions speak louder than words. And my word is shot to hell because my reputation is not great. But it's kind of all I can do.
Yeah. I thought that she made a really solid attempt at an apology.
She did. She did.
I thought she was doing well.
She did.
Nine months of sheer therapy is showing.
Yes. Yes. Kristen basically is like, I'm not trying to be friends with you or Tom. I know that that would be inappropriate.
I love her.
I know.
I love her.
I know. I know. And then Ariana is like, yeah, well, I would never be friends with you because all of my friends are intelligent, funny, wonderful people. Kristen makes a joke. All things I am.
Yep.
Ariana is like, that is not true. And Kristen is like, okay, I do not need the insults, but if it makes you feel better, I will allow it.
Literally, yeah. Literally, yeah.
And Ariana is like, well, if apologizing to me makes you feel better, Godspeed to you. I don't give a fuck about anything that you do in life, and I don't trust you or your motives.
She was like, I don't care if you're frolicking through a meadow or shitting in the street. Just do it away from me. Ariana was being really harsh.
She was. I do, of course, understand.
Kristen
was literally harassing her for like 2 years.
Yes, and I do actually fully understand, and I had to like check myself because I was like, Ariana's being a bitch right now, but it's like
she
so
literally was wishing death upon her.
Yes, and was like, oh, you want me to be holding a knife around Ariana? Careful.
No, literally, I'm like, I do completely. It is like, there are things that you can do that are too far, and someone will not accept an apology from you. Yes. And that is what Kristen did.
Yes.
It was way too far. It's too far gone. But I also, of course, have immense amounts of respect for Kristen trying to apologize.
Me too. And I'm like, come on, forgive her.
Yes.
Come on.
Kristen is like, yeah, I just wanted to apologize. And Ariana's like, good for you. And then basically in the talking head, Ariana's like, I can't trust a word out of Kristen's mouth. And I think that she's completely full of bullshit.
And she's like, I don't think that she's smart. I literally think she's stupid, but I do think she's conniving. So I don't trust her.
Yes.
And I was like, no, she's being real.
Yeah.
Come on. She's been in therapy for 9 whole months.
But they, she needs more than that, but they will.
She needs a lifetime of therapy.
We know that they will come back together.
Yeah, I know. So we're at Tom and Ariana's apartment. They're hanging out with Terry. They love having her there, basically. Tom says that Ariana reminds him of his own mother.
Yes.
So that's not really a good thing, given the way he treats his relationships and women in his life.
Yes.
But okay, for him, it's a compliment.
Yes.
They are wishing that Terry could stay for the show.
Yes.
The diary show.
Yeah.
And Tom is really nervous for it because he's reading lyrics. Plus, he's never done anything like this before.
Yes.
But he's pushing himself to do it because he really wants to act, and you never know who could be in the crowd. It's like,
won't.
Do you think that's that not a big Hollywood like casting agent or director or something is going to be
show?
In the show?
That's like in the back of a pizza restaurant?
At a place called Improv Comedy. This is the name of the club. So, and there's like actually 20 people in the audience.
Yes.
Then it's like, okay, they need pictures of us young for this thing. So he starts to like show them some modeling pictures of his first ever modeling job, which was for men's lingerie. And Ariana is like, you mean underwear? And he's like, well, they called it men's lingerie.
That really made me laugh.
Me too.
So underwear. They called it men's lingerie. Okay.
And it was men's lingerie because it was underwear, but the back was sheer, so you could see his butt crack.
Yes. Thank God.
Terry is like, okay, we're talking about your ass. BTW, can I see the tattoo?
Yes.
They show the tattoo. It's nasty. It's history repeating itself. Ariana's like, this is gross. Tom's like, okay, enough.
He is really butthurt about the poor reception of the tattoo.
He's really, really disappointed that nobody likes the tattoo.
It's like, what did you think was going to happen? It's hideous.
You got one of the ugliest tattoos I've ever seen.
Giant and hideous.
So Terry then says that she loves to see these two together.
Yes.
She loves Tom and Ariana's relationship. Yeah. And Tom is like, yeah, when I was with Kristen, it's like, she was my girlfriend, but she was also my number one hater. He was like, she was chugging on that haterade.
She like drank that fucking haterade and would hate on me all the time. It's like literally true. And it's like, you dated her for like 7 years.
I know.
It's like, oh my God. The feeling of like your girlfriend being your number one hater. And it's true. Come on.
You know, it's not even a feeling. It's just the truth of the situation.
Oh my God.
Number one hater.
Enough. Enough. I know.
Thank God it's over.
Thank God.
But he was her number one hater too.
Yes. It worked both ways. Of course.
They hated each other so bad. Haterade is a two-way street.
Yeah.
Haterade Avenue. Ariana is like, yeah, Terry, guess what? Kristen came up to me at the bar to like quote unquote try and take responsibility, and like as the words were coming out of her mouth, she wasn't taking any responsibility, and it's like she honestly was,
but once again, it's just like, you don't have to accept it.
And then Terry is like, Ari, you've been really good at taking the high road, by the way.
I know,
just want you to know that about yourself. You're amazing at taking the high road. Yes. Not totally true.
No, she was.
And she has been, because she's not mean to Kristen's face, really.
Yes.
But she does talk like massive shit about her and call her like a stupid bitch behind her back. But Kristen acted like a crazy, insane, stupid bitch to her. So,
yes.
It's hard to say.
Then we're at the photo shoot. Schwartz is doing a photo shoot for a website called Labeling Men. And basically, the best way to describe the brand is a gentleman in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. And Tom says, that's me.
No,
the fuck it is not.
No, shut the fuck up. No, it's not.
You are like a nearly asexual like ghoul. I don't even know. Like, come on.
You're like a freaking blob in the sheets.
You are not a freak. In the sheets,
no,
my love.
No. I believe that you like to get your ass ate, and that's the freakiest thing about you.
I know that you're scared to spank Katie.
100% you're scared of that. Oh my God.
As we've said, he's a pillow princess, and I know that to be true.
I know that to be true too, and Katie needs a freak in the sheets.
Yes.
And now she's dating that like emo guy.
Who is like, I think, a rapist.
Oh no.
Yes.
No, are yes. you serious?
Or like a pedophile, like legit one. Oh, shoot. I know that he is like done like sexually like really inappropriate things.
Oh no.
I don't know what.
Oh my god, she swung too far the other
but
way.
I always see people on Reddit being like, I literally cannot believe she's dating that guy. He's evil. Okay.
Damn it.
So also in the back of the scene, I paused it and I looked and there was a gay guy with an earring and a bowler's hat on, obviously. They asked Tom if he's comfortable showing his body and he says, I'm totally comfortable with it, but my body looks like shit.
Yeah, it was honestly sort of charming to me. He was like, of course I will show my body, lifts up his shirt. And he's like, but it looks like this.
Literally. And then they're like a pause and they're like, I think we can work with that.
Yeah. He's soft. Yes. I like it. It's the kind of body I like.
No, of course. It is funny though because he is literally doing like shirtless. Like,
I know. I was like,
once again, men's lingerie.
Yes,
he literally. Is literally doing men's lingerie.
Yes, he is.
Oh my god. Then Schwartz is in these insane like lace like gaucho shorts basically, and it's like, can you put on some toilet paper down there to make sure I don't get ball sweat on it? And the photographer says, please don't get ball sweat on them. Those were $8,000. They are so ugly.
That can't be true.
$8,000.
That can't even be close
no,
to true.
No.
They are black lace basketball
literally.
Shorts. So they were not $8,000. You can shut up about that. They were not $8,000.
Oh my god. Then they obviously take a bunch of insane photos of Schwartz. I literally started laughing earlier when you were talking because I remember that I took a bunch of screenshots of them to post on Instagram.
Okay.
They were making me laugh so hard.
They did crazy makeup on him.
It's him like, yes, he has like a crazy tan on it. It's him like jumping. They're like, you're really good at jumping.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my god.
They airbrushed a sleep mask, the outline of a sleep mask
yes,
onto him.
Yes, like like IRL airbrushed.
They put him in mascara.
Yes, yes. And then Katie shows up. They sit down and Katie's like, you have mascara on.
Well, it's funny because they're sitting down and he's like beat. Like he like has
he's
a full face
gods.
On.
He's like, I like it. She goes, no, don't say that, please. He goes, a little bit. I feel like a rock star. She goes, but you're not a rock star. And he goes, not a drag queen kind of way. He's like, please, I like it.
Please, can I have it, Katie? Please.
Please, please, please.
I like it.
She's like, you can't wear mascara and have a dad bod. And he's like, that's real.
It's not.
It's not real. You can do whatever you want in any body
real.
That you want.
Yeah.
They start talking about Jackson Sandoval's birthday. And Katie's like, well, I want Kristen to come. And Schwartz is kind of a little bit against it. Obviously, he's not like being vocal about that because he's a fucking pussy ass bitch. He's kind of like, she's a bit of a liability. And Katie says that Sandoval and Ariana are starting to isolate themselves like Stassi, which I don't really think is true. They hang out with everyone. They just don't want to be around Kristen. Which
yes.
Once again, I'm like, she was fucking psychotic to them.
I know. I think they're isolating themselves from
the show.
The show.
I agree.
Yeah.
Because like, as we've seen, like,
because Sheena said too, like, they are not hanging out with
yes.
us.
Yes. And like, they obviously, and I think it's like Ariana's choice in like leading the charge, which I understand as a person. However, it's not really like the rules of being on a reality show is that they definitely don't want to show any of the negatives about their relationship. Obviously.
Yeah. It's because they're fighting off camera.
Yes.
So they can't really be in a group setting because they'll fight.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. It's time for the comedy show.
Oh my gosh.
They are at the Improv Comedy Club. Tom and Ariana get there first and they're really nervous. The woman hosting is like, are you going to be puking or pooping? And Ariana's like, I'm going to puke poop. And you don't even know how hard that was for me to say because I
know.
Do not like any of those words
well,
combined.
She thinks it's really funny also.
Yes. Sandoval is like, I am nervous. By the way, my book has so much lyrical gold in it. My songbook.
BTW.
BTW.
This is priceless.
This is like, they are going to find this.
He's like
this.
Getting his fucking journals insured.
Yes, literally. They were like, the world's going to burn and they're going to find these books and they're going to be like, who the fuck wrote
literally.
This? This is amazing. And he kind of laughs, but I know he means it.
Yes.
Everyone is coming, like literally everyone.
Yes.
The whole fucking cast
Sheena,
is there.
Sheena, Shay, Jax, Peter, Lala, Faith, Max, Schwartz, James, Katie, etc.
Yeah. Sheena is like, I don't really know what to expect from Sandoval because he legit is not funny at all.
Yes.
He is only dramatic.
Yes.
But maybe somewhere deep, deep down inside of him, there's a funny bone.
Well,
but
there
never
is,
seen
but it's
it.
Not on purpose.
I know. Yeah, there's a lot of funny bones in him,
yeah.
But not that he is cognizant of.
No.
Jax watching the comedy show was making me laugh so much.
I know.
He is literally looking around like, who are all these freaking queerdos?
I know.
Like, these people aren't funny and they're weird.
I know.
He's like, kind of like sweeping around the room like, huh.
Okay.
What is
okay.
this? Where am I? Ariana goes first out of her and Sandoval.
Yes.
She is doing a crazy voice and weird eyes.
I know.
She is not funny at all. Legit at all.
Sandoval recording the entire thing on his iPhone in the audience, BTW.
Mm-hmm. Jax being like, after a line, she says, he's like, okay, so I didn't. Was that, people laughed. Was that supposed to be funny?
I
don't get it.
It was.
Basically, her entire journal entry is like her at college. And she's like, everybody's a lesbian. There's lesbians all around. There's Wiccans on my floor. And I think they're lesbians.
It's so stupid.
And
it's
everybody
like,
is like, okay.
It's like whatever. Literally the punchline being like a lesbian exists. It's like, okay.
Okay. People
awesome.
Are laughing though. People are laughing.
Yeah.
She gets off stage. Sandoval goes up. He does a, he did a good job with picking a funny one.
Yes.
He does a rap. He says, this is, quote, some political shit, yo. It's a rap about borders and troops and soldiers and guided missiles.
Do you want me to read it?
Yep.
You give me fear but no proof, and then you twist the truth. So you just send in your troops and now your stock's at the roof. Solid borders are new, but you can't get right through. If we make a soldier of you, that we can easily lose. Exploding car like exploding heart. Guided missiles are smart, but some presidents aren't. It's one world, but we decide to exist apart. One war anxious for another to start. It's like, I don't even know what side of the political spectrum that that lands on.
That is somehow, against all odds, apolitical.
Yes. Really. Sounds like some shit Macklemore would say.
Yeah, it does. Oh my God, he would fucking love to hear that.
Of course.
He would come at that.
Yes.
It was like, he picked a bad one. He knew he picked a bad one and he did it.
Yeah,
and
he did
like, he did more of a comedy performance than Ariana.
Yeah, I mean, well, this material was much funnier than Ariana's material.
Yes.
Hers was literally being like, ew, a lesbian. And his was like a really embarrassing rap that he wrote. So like obviously it's funnier.
And then kind of he strays from the format of the show. And he's like, by the way, guys, I got a really bad tattoo.
Yes.
Literally 2 days ago.
Yes.
Pulls his ass out on stage. Shows the tattoo. Ariana's in the back being like, please pull your pants up.
Yes.
And it made me laugh because she's like, this is supposed to be our private shame.
Yes.
This is not for other people.
Jax basically invited Lala to have drinks with him and Sheena on Friday. She tells him to stop looking so good. And he says that she's a dangerous girl for him.
Literally makes him instantly hard. Yes. She's like, you gotta stop looking so good all the time around me. And he's like,
literally shivering.
Yeah.
Coming. And then James comes up because he sees the two of them together, starts kissing all over her, kissing all up and down Lala all over her face. And then it's like, kiss on the mouth too.
They do. They peck 1 million
and
times.
And it keeps cutting back to Jax. For a while, he's not looking and then he's just staring at them in disgust.
Yeah. Well, it's really gross.
It's fucking disgusting.
It's
foul. Fucking disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. Oh my God. In the talking head, James is like, there's no competition between me and Jax because he is, thinks he's better than Jax in every aspect of life, which is just simply not true.
And it's like, by the way, Lala wants to fuck Jax and not you.
Yeah, and it's like, by the way, Jax has a girlfriend. Like, I know he's a cheater, but it is like, he's not like really competing for against you for Lala. Like, he's just gonna cheat on his girlfriend with Lala, and like, regardless of if you're a part of this, Lala is like, why are you staring at me? And Jax is like, it's your life, you should make your decisions you want regarding James. And then she tells him that she thinks she's obviously the female version of him.
Yep.
Horrible and not true.
Horrifying and untrue.
He is like fucking constantly. And she's like,
she's a secret prude.
Yeah. She like, in a way that I think is like fun. She like talks a big game, but I don't think like actually like fucks a lot of people. Or if she does, it's honestly like older guys who are going to like give her stuff.
Yes. She is legit Heather Gay.
Yes. Yes. She's a good time girl.
She's got that Utah streak.
She does have that Utah streak. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's like, if you and I were like hypothetically together, like sexually, I feel like we would connect, which was such a funny way of saying that. And then James brings her a drink and she's like, can you please give us a moment?
He stands at like the end of the table literally, and watches them.
Literally. And then Jax is like, okay, so like drinks on Friday then. And then James yells over from the bar where he has been sequestered and is like, wait, Jax, I heard Brittany is coming into town. Is she coming into town? And he's like, yeah, on Friday, like, we're all getting drinks. And Lala is like, oh, Brittany's coming? And he's like, no, I just said that so that he would leave us alone.
He's like, obviously, she's not fucking coming.
No, she's not coming. I want to fuck you. I want him to stop getting in the way.
I want to have sex with you, and I want him to stop talking.
Yes,
so
exactly.
I told a lie. Yeah, sorry.
Of course. And then in the talking head, Lala says that she sees no harm in flirting with Jax, as there are probably many women who think he's their boyfriend, which is literally true.
She's like, that's not my problem at all.
It's like, okay, whatever you say.
Also, Jax is like, that was so weird the way that he was kissing all up on you in front of me. And she's like, well, I guess you're just gonna have to kiss all up on me in front of him. Okay.
Please don't.
Well, he just might.
He just might.
He actually won't, but he really wants to.
Yes.
I actually don't think that he wants to kiss Lala in front of James. He just wants to fuck
Yes,
Lala.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, he's like, and he can.
He's like, brother, this is not a game to me. I'm gonna have sex with that woman.
Yes. Literally. It's like, once again, I'm like, there's not a competition. She's like, gonna be like playing with both of you guys is like playing in your face.
Yes. And Jax knows that. He's like, okay,
exactly. Whatever. But James like really struggles with that.
Jax is like, I have a girlfriend, I'm gonna cheat on my girlfriend with her privately.
Literally. I love James being like, fine, like we can just be like flirty, can you please stop flirting with Jax?
She's like, no,
of course I don't owe you anything.
You're not my boyfriend. You never will be.
No.
Okay,
I'm going to marry Randall. Actually, I'm not going to marry him. I'm going to have a child by him, and then I'll get nothing in the divorce that doesn't happen.
Yeah. And then I am going to resent that kid forever.
Yes.
By the way. My God. She's so wicked to that one. Because she looks exactly like Randall.
Yes, she looks exactly like Randall.
Ocean and Sosa. can't believe she named her babies Ocean and Sosa, whatever. They go back to Tom and Ariana's for drinks.
Yes.
Beers with the crew.
Yerp.
Tom kind of brings up the party and they have to have a discussion about the guest list. They're literally having a town hall about who's going to come.
Yes.
Jax is like, I don't want James. If we're talking about the guest list, I really don't want James there. I hate him.
Like, just want to throw this out there. Please do not invite James.
And Sandoval is like, I like James.
I know. He likes him.
Why would you like him? What's to like about him?
I don't know. They are friends, though.
Yep. Which is funny because the way they used to fight.
I know.
But it would be the same thing as fucking Jax fighting with James, where Sandoval's like,
you're just annoying.
You are just annoying. And I'm trying to look out for you by telling you not to be with Kristen.
Yes.
And James is like, you fucking piece of shit.
Yes.
Schwartz brings up that there had been a slight discussion as to whether Kristen could come. And Sandoval is like, what the fuck are you even talking about? Absolutely not. Yes. Kristen's not coming.
Yes.
By the way, they're eating thin crust Domino's while this is happening. Random choice.
So gross.
Schwartz is like, bro, don't get so mad. It's just a hypothetical. Katie is...
It's not just hypothetical.
No, it's like...
There are people who legitimately want her invited, by the way.
It's actually everybody wants her invited. Katie is rolling her eyes at Ariana because Ariana is being like, it's not up to you. It's not up to you. It's not even up to him. It's up to me whether Kristen can come and I don't want her there.
Yes.
And Katie is like, fuck off, girl.
Also, it's like the better thing to do would just to say that it is up to Tom because it's his birthday.
Yes.
And Tom will choose to not have Kristen there.
Yes. It's also the better thing to do is to not get viciously angry and start yelling immediately. Yeah. Just be like, guys, she honestly still makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't think I can be around her, but they don't have mature conversations like that. So it's like, whatever. Then Katie and Sandoval are fighting because Katie is like, honestly, you're kind of acting like Stassi right now. And then he's like screaming at her being like, what the fuck? You fucking called me Stassi? I think
he's on a lot of coke right now. He doesn't really like rage like this often. Like
he's raging.
Yeah. And he's like
standing
raging.
Up and yelling. Yeah.
And like Katie is not.
No.
Yeah.
So then they both, Tom and Ariana, start actually screaming at Katie. And she's like, look how mad you're getting. Like, this is crazy. And they're like, shut the fuck up, Katie. Look at you. Look at what the fuck you're doing right now. And she's like, shh, shh, shh. And Ariana's like, fucking stop, Katie. Fucking stop doing that. And like tries to like hit her with her hands, whatever. And they're like just really mad yelling at her. Yeah. And she's like, I want Kristen there. She's changed. And look at you guys. You're acting insane right now.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, they are acting insane right now. But obviously they don't want Kristen there.
Yes, of course.
It's like, why would you even broach that topic? It's his birthday. So, and that is kind of that. We end on a note where nothing is resolved. I don't remember if Kristen comes on the trip.
I feel like there's no way she will because it's Tom's birthday.
I'm pretty sure this is when they go to Mexico again.
Oh.
Or somewhere tropical. And this is when Lala tries to tell Brittany that Jax is a cheater.
Right. Yep. Well.
So.
Do you have a hero and a villain?
My hero is honestly Jax.
Me too.
I hate to say it.
Sorry.
But he was making me laugh.
I know.
A ton.
My villain is James.
And my villain is James, as always.
Easy. Okay, y'all.
Okay, y'all.
Thanks for listening.
Next episode's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Because it's when Jax whispers in Lala's ear and it's like I want to fuck you right now.
Thing in the world. So gross. I hate that scene. I can't wait to watch it.
I know. It's so nasty.
Okay. Thank you for listening.
Bye, guys. Thank you for listening.
We love you.